This week, the legislature's Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration recommended that the state stick with the same school funding model it's been using for the past decade. That means school districts would get basically the same amount of money they have been getting. The move came after months of discussion and consideration of another funding model based on what consultants say it should cost to educate Wyoming students. That model would have reduced funding by about $50 million a year. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank spoke with Senate President Phil Nicholas about why they landed where they did.
We hired the experts to come in and address what they described as the evidence-based model, which was how they would deliver the basket of goods of educational services if it was theirs to choose. What we know is that we deliver the funds to districts in block grants, and that the districts don't provide education exactly the way the legislature has told them to do. That's a local determination. And our findings were that the existing statutory model is just as likely to satisfy the needs of the districts that the evidence-based model provided by the consultants is. And if there are disparities or unfairnesses in the existing model, those are unfairnesses and disparities that the districts have become accustomed to. They built their budgets on those disparities, and they were arrived at through lots of negotiating and prior education bills, and there was no purpose to create new inequities or differences or reallocations.
Sure. To play devil's advocate, perhaps, the work done by Pikus and Oden this time around in terms of the evidence-based model for 2015 and just the work of this committee over the past period of time, was any or some of it a waste of time considering where you guys ended up?
Well, when you say it's a waste of time, the Constitution requires that we continue to look at education. And I think from the district's point of view, they are concerned in this budget environment that there would be severe reductions to their budgets. And this is a commitment at least now to direct the Appropriations Committee to move forward with this constant level of funding. And so the districts, I think, are somewhat relieved that we didn't come and say, you have to share in cuts with everyone else, which is consistent with what we are reading in the Constitution. But the overall battle to balance this budget is just beginning. The governor will make his recommendations on December 1st. The JAC will then begin hearing the bills. We know now, looking forward, that there's an approximate $1 billion shortfall in the education side of the budget simply for education operations. If we use all of our savings for education, it doesn't leave a lot for economic development and some other key factors. So it's time to have the discussion. We've had this about every 10 to 15 years. But while we could see sort of the pathway forward on operations, we still do not have a clear pathway forward for school capital construction. Our largest revenue source for school capital construction are COLE's bonuses. We don't anticipate leases being sold in the next couple of years. So we have a challenge in front of us to figure out how to deal with the whole entire education model. And that will become the challenge.
Questions about capital construction aside, just looking specifically at the school funding model, you mentioned a tough budget session ahead where some cuts are going to have to be made. You guys here today have essentially decided that the school funding model won't be one of them. Do you think that the conclusions reached here today will be shared by your colleagues in other parts of the legislature? I guess what would be your predictions for how that looks moving forward?
Well, what I would say to constituents in the Education Committee as well as everyone is that the committee, by making the findings today, determined that the method of delivery and the funding that goes through the models should stay as provided in statute. That would not prevent any legislator or even the Joint Appropriation Committee from creating an amendment that reduces funding to all sources by 1%, 3%, 5%. So you could do that through the budget and reduce the total funding to education. I don't think people want to do that, but I think that people should be aware that the budget process has the capacity to both increase revenues and decrease revenues to all constituencies.
The decision the committee made today appears to have support. You asked school district officials and others in the audience to stand if they supported the current legislative model, and most people stood up. You asked them to stand if they supported some version of the new proposed model, and no one stood. What was the significance of that?
People said, well, why didn't you have a standing vote a week ago or a month ago? In reality, that standing vote that you saw that was a 100% support for the current statutory or legislative model is in an environment where the evidence model provided no increase in revenues. And while there were differences in allocations, people became more comfortable with the disparities that they have grown accustomed to. But if the reason why we couldn't have had that straw poll a month ago is because they didn't know what the evidence-based model was going to result. Had the evidence-based model recommended another $100 million of resources, I suspect that vote would have been different.